LGBTQ plus workers charter phobia, discrimination, oppression, harassment and bullying of LGBTQ plus people impacts the lives of every LGBTQ plus person. The Tories cannot be trusted to end this or protect our lives or livelihoods. Therefore a fight back is needed. The Socialist Party has produced this charter to aid the discussion and debate needed as part of building a movement to fight for LGBTQ plus liberation. LGBTQ plus workers and young people have a proud history of fighting back against oppression. The Stonewall riots in 1969 saw the LGBTQ plus community in New York explode in anger at police repression, and led to the birth of pride events. Such powerful movements are what have led to the legal improvements we've won, such as the equalization of the age of consent, equal marriage and other laws that improve LGBTQ plus rights. But no gain is permanent under capitalism. And homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, and discrimination still exist and affect our lives. These issues have been exacerbated during the COVID pandemic. Outrageously, some services have even recommended people press pause on coming out during the pandemic. Surveys show that two-thirds of LGBTQ plus people are afraid of holding their partner's hand in public, or being open about their sexuality for fear of a negative reaction. More than a quarter of young LGBTQ plus people in education have experienced verbal harassment, insults or forced outings. Nearly all LGBTQ plus people experiencing this harassment do not report it for reasons like it happens all the time. Or the feeling that nothing will change. A report from the Trades Union Congress found that 68% of LGBTQ plus people have faced sexual harassment at work. Of these, 2 in 3 did not report it to their employer. A quarter of those who didn't report chose not to for fear of being outed. Young LGBTQ plus people are more likely to be homeless, making up 24% of the young homeless population. More than half of LGBTQ plus people have experienced depression, with 1 in 7 afraid to seek help for fear of discrimination. LGBTQ plus asylum seekers face hostility while attempting to flee persecution. The Home Office demands proof of sexuality, or says that deportation is not a risk to people's safety on the basis that they could hide their sexuality in countries where they would otherwise face persecution, discrimination, or violence.